Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth McCain. This goes to the VA on 9/24/24. Mr. McCain performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort or good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a normal forced vital capacity with continued severe airways obstruction, period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/4/23, there's been improvement in the forced vital capacity, otherwise no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on June Lovelace. And this goes to Dr. Miner. On 9/24/24, Mrs. Lovelace performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/18/24, there's been improvement, period, new paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on David Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N. This goes to Med First. On 9/24/24, Mr. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/31/24, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Noah Goldman. On 9/24/24, Mr. Goldman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/16/23, there's been no significant change, period of paragraph compression, normal study, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Bronowski, B-R-O-N-O-W-S-K-I. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/24/24, Mr. Bronowski performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/25/24, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Jay Cross. On 9/24/24, Mr. Cross performed a 6-minute walk test, period. By the way, this goes to Van Tanner, comma, PA. Prior to walking, the room air saturation was 94%, period. The patient walked 619 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study would remain 94%, period of paragraph compression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.